brethren and sisters, it's been a glorious conference these 3 days with 7 or more sessions plus. The brethren have spoken from their hearts. They've brought to our attention many of the great truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master. We hope that the leaders and the members of the church who have attended and listened to the conference have been inspired and uplifted. We hope you have made copious notes of the thoughts that have come to you, to your mind, as the brethren have addressed you. Many suggestions have been given that will help you as leaders in the perfection of your work. Many helpful thoughts have been given for the perfection of our own lives. And that, of course, is the basic reason for our coming. I have been sitting here and have made up my mind that as I go home from this conference this night, that there are many, many areas in my life that I can perfect. And I've made a mental list of them. And I expect to go to work as soon as we get through the conference. You have heard the brethren speak with great strength on the principles of the gospel. You heard Brother Benson in his inspiring sermon tell us that the immutable laws of God remain steadfastly in the heavens above. When men and nations refuse to abide by them, the penalty must follow. They will be wasted away. Sin demands punishment. He said further, therefore, as humble servants of the Lord, we call upon the leaders of nations to be humble themselves before God, to seek his inspiration and his guidance. That's a bold statement, but very much in order. We heard Elder Thomas S. Monson speak of the inspiration of heaven in guiding the President of the Council of the Twelve in his making changes through the inspiration of the Lord. So that Brother Monson happened to be in the right place to give a blessing to a dying child. He told us how the program unraveled so that he went to this conference, drove 80 miles out of his way, and met the family that was soon to bury this little one. Did you ever hear Elder Sill tell of the examples showing that great and powerful people lost their power when they lost their controls and yielded to the demands of lustful life? He told also of the story in Pilgrim's Progress where a man refused the crown because he'd given his life to raking muck. We have the greatest cause ever known in the world, he said, and the only question is how we're going to fight the battle. You heard Elder Cullimore tell of the home evening program. How glorious it is. I hope every one of you will go home and see that you fail not in this glorious program of homemaking. It was brought out in the Relief Society conference that the evil one knows where to attack. He's going to attack the home. He's going to destroy the family. That's what he wants to do. And if you'll see all of these sins that have been mentioned by the brethren as they have talked to us, all of them which have a final result of destroying the home, the family, the parents, the loved ones, that's what this Satan would like to do. Let us make up our mind he will not do it in our family. You heard of the great missionary work by Elder Tuttle and others of the brethren. President Romney traced the scriptural history of the nations in this continent. To hold of the Nephites and the Jaredites, and follow the promises made by the Lord, that whatsoever nation shall possess this land of promise shall be free from bondage and from captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of this land, who is Jesus Christ. Said in about as few words as could be put together, but oh, how important and far-reaching it is. We heard Bishop Featherstone address us on patriotism and whether we come from the South Seas or from South America or from Europe or from Asia. All of us have our leanings. All of us should be loyal. All of us should appreciate freedom to live and worship as we please. Elder Rector gave an instructing discussion of the word of wisdom, particularly the liquor, and gave some statistics which were frightening. All our magazines are filled with feeding the public, feeding the world. And he has given to us information that would go a long way toward feeding the world if we just didn't put barley into liquor. President Brother McConkie said that once or twice in every 1,000 years come great blessings. And he went into detail with them. He talked about the great program that came to us in this dispensation, as well as many others in his remarks. The great program of restoration of the gospel. Elder Hanks talked about the power of fathers over sons and what they could do to train them, teach them, to lead them. You heard Elder Hinckley talk about the flood of pornographic filth that nearly drowns us, and the emphasis that is placed on sex and violence. I liked the way he asked us to encourage the leaders, the legislature, to make the proper laws to control these situations. And when they did, to give them thanks and appreciation. And when they didn't, give them a little nudging. Elder Haight said the church could not function effectively without delegation. And to delegate, one needs the priesthood. And the priesthood has come to us, and we are prepared to carry forward. I could go on down with all the rest of the brethren. All their sermons were exceptionally good. I'm sure they have touched the hearts of us as we have sat here and listened and prayed. I would like to mention the one of Elder Hunter who gave us this morning the history of this building. I've been here for a long while. I was born here, but I'd never heard that before, and I was grateful for that beautiful story of the sacrifices and the labors of these good people, our parents, who went through so many sacrifices to see that today we could sit in reasonable comfort, at least, in this great tabernacle. And how long it has served. 100 years, he told us. 100 years, this building. And I can imagine that in this building there have been numerous great servants by prophets and apostles and other leaders. I can imagine the numerous prayers, deep and sincere, offered by the brethren. I can imagine the succeeding choirs of the years and the leaders and all. And what a great service this building has rendered. I hope it can last for another 100 years at least. Brother Hunter telling about the missionary work, said that if they read from this pulpit the names of the people who were to go on missions, it would take all the rest of the day, I think he said, to just name them, because the missionaries we have called this year would amount to a tabernacle full of people, as many as you here. How would it be if we called all of you on missions? I wish there were time. I'd like to mention some of the other wonderful sermons, because it helps me to, in conclusion, to kind of summarize these things and decide what I've heard, what I want to retain, what I want to do something about. I should like to mention the strong sermon, though, of Brother Perry regarding marriage. And this is a real problem when we think of Satan putting pinpoints on the things that will destroy us. That's about the first thing, isn't it? To cease marriage and cease home life. We are done for. Well, now, brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to all you who are listening in, we haven't been fooling. What we've said to you in these 3 days is truth, downright truth. And it has a definite bearing upon the salvation and the exaltation of every soul that could listen, could hear. This is the gospel of Christ. He is our Lord. This is a Christian church. We follow him, we love him, we praise him, we glorify him. And now we must go forward and follow him with great detail. The gospel has been restored. It's here for us. The gospel in all its fullness. Never again has it been so full and so complete, so comprehensive. Never before that we know of in the world. And here it is for us. And it is available to us. And it's available to the millions of people, some of whom are listening. We hope they will not make the mistake of casting it aside or ignoring it. God bless you who have been listening. And God bless all you who are here. And may he go with you to your homes as you return to your families. That peace may be with you. That your own life may be wonderful. That your family life may be great and wonderful. And I ask these blessings and bear testimony to you of the divinity of the work, that God lives. Jesus is our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, and that the way he has planned, the way of life, is right and true in every particular. And I bear this testimony to you with our great affection for you, our love and appreciation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.